Here comes Dilly.
Here comes Dilly. Hey!
Tried to save him.
Whoa.
Yeah. NBA Australia. How you going? That's right, man. Welcome to NBA Australia. It's Monday, December 17. Oh, bro, have you done all your Chrissy shopping? I'll take a Ben Simmons City Edition jersey. Thanks, man. I am your host, James Clements. I'm a writer of Rolling Stone, Dribble J, and a bunch of other places. Whoever wants to throw some money at me to walk around and buy some beers with, that's all I'm after. I'm here in Larry Armour Studios letting you know who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, and of course, who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball in the NBA today as we wrap up after every day of NBA action, mate. It's just what we do. While repping Straya a little bit. So we're talking a huge weekend of NBA stuff today. Trevor Ariza got traded twice because the Suns don't know which Brooks brother they want or want to get. I don't know. LeBron and Lonzo Ball had dueling triple-doubles. Big Simo went nuts for a triple-double as well, and a bunch of blokes had huge games. Some other ones sputtered it all up. We had Giannis, Paul George, John Wall. Everyone went a little bit bananas. It was great. So we'll talk about that in weekend winners and losers, and we'll cover all the rest of it in the usual dumbassery. That's not a knife, old mate, no mate, spud of the night, pantsing of the evening, and better than Lonzo Ball. And of course, those old favourites, yeah, nah, the unpopular opinion of the day, and our back takehouse, where we're serving up some flame grilled takes, is going to be great. Trust me. Also, pick and preview all the games for tomorrow. We've got 8 games on Tuesday. And because it's Monday right now, we have a new Dickhead of the Weekend, as well as a new Andrew Gaze Grey Mamba Award for Outstanding Achievement in the Field of Excellence. And we finish off today's show with a new deli review. And he's smashing it in Cleveland. Love it. He's literally hot in Cleveland. Nice. So it'll be fun. So let's just get to it, shall we? NBA's back. This is NBA Story episode 205. Let's go.
Hi, this is Ryan Brockoff, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
Oh, you better. Or you better watch out for the Deli attack. He's jumping into the stands. Oh, how happy is he back to be, back in Cleveland? He's loving it. Hasn't scored less than double figures since he's been back. Diving into stands after loose balls. Probably sinking Corona tinnies down the pub. But yeah, good on him. Anyway, we're going to start today's show the way we start every episode here at NBA Australia with the daily whip around. Yeah, that's what we do, man. So, as mentioned at the top, Trevor Ariza, he of the late of the Phoenix Suns, prior to that with the Houston Rockets and the Washington Wizards, got traded. Twice! Not once, twice! How does that even happen? Oh, by dealing with Memphis and Phoenix, isn't that right? Two absolute spud franchises with a bunch of morons running them. Between the Washington Wizards, the Phoenix Suns, and the Memphis Grizzlies, like, it's a lot of elbow licking in that fucking room, I'll tell you that much. Anyway, so look, what happened was, it was all being reported that Phoenix were trading Ariza off to the Wizards, and Memphis were getting involved and sending, or basically taking in Austin Rivers and Kelly Oubre Jr. And like, there was a Marshawn or Dylan Brooks involved, and the Grizz were like, wait. We always said Marshawn Brooks, and Phoenix are like, hey guys, I thought we were getting Dylan Brooks. And Washington are like, we just want to get Trevor Ariza. It was fucking weird. So the Grizzlies insisted that they negotiated the deal through Washington and Ernie Grunfeld, and there'd been a miscommunications to the Suns general manager, James Champ Jones. And so Washington are like, oh yeah, they're giving you Brooks, man. And he's like, oh, sick, I love Dylan Brooks. And then Washington like, Dylan Brooks. Yeah, not Marshawn, definitely not Marshawn. And so Woj is tweeting this all live as it's breaking. And then he's like, deal's suddenly in peril. Memphis and Phoenix didn't communicate directly on trade using Washington as a conduit. That was a mistake. And the Grizzlies believed they were trading Marshawn, but somehow the Suns believed it was Dylan. Oh, Jesus. So it all fell apart, which was fucking hilarious, to the point where we're like, what Brooks do they want? Do they want Mel Brooks? Scotty Brooks, the porn star. What about Scott Brooks, the Washington coach? Who fucking cares? Just put a Brooks in the trade, would you? Brooks Brothers. Oh, I got a nice suit here, man. But anyway, and then so it all fell to shit. And then on Saturday, they just went, fuck it. The Wizards and Suns like, man, fuck Memphis. Sick of those guys. How about we just trade directly? So the Suns traded Ariza directly to the Wizards for Kelly Oubre Jr. on Austin Rivers. And that is it. Amazing. Absolutely fucking wild. So that was some pretty big news. I'll tell you that much. We also had a bunch of other stuff happen on the weekend. So let's do a bit of weekend winners and weekend losers. Ah, it's time for one of my favorite drops ever. Let's do it.
Oh my God. I won! I won! Ah! Recapping our day's top story, the winner of today's state lottery is me.
Me, Ken Brockman. We got a photo of me. All right, the weekend winners. Some classics. The Indiana Pacers are on a 7-game winning streak, which is absolutely wild. Considering they spent a bunch of their time without Victor Oladipo, but he's back and they're absolutely smashing it. They beat the Sixers 113-101 on the weekend, and the Knicks. They got wins over the Bucks as well. The Kings, of course. I mean, they've also beaten what, the Bulls and the Magic and obviously the Knicks. But still, come on, man. Good job, Indy. Absolutely crushing it. Now Victor is big. They're on an absolute fucking tear. And the cool thing is, they're now like third in the East. They're like one game back, basically. One loss back from the Raps and the Bucks. It's unreal. So good job, Pacers. Other weekend winners staying in the Eastern Conference. The Brooklyn Nets. They beat the Wiz and the Hawks. Crushed it. D'Angelo Russell had a fucking weekend and a half. So he's a bit of a weekend winner. But the Nets have now won 5 straight for the first time since like ever. Yeah, I was over there, what, 13? Was our first year of season tickets. And yeah, 5 straight is nuts. It's the first time since 2013-14. So good on them. The Magic, Orlando Magic, they went to Mexico City and won both their games. So I'm now on board with the move the Magic to Mexico City. Let's do it. I mean, who doesn't want to go to Mexico City? That shit is fucking wild. It was awesome. I went there for a bachelor party. It was fucking great. Other weekend winners, the Houston Rockets. They're back up to 500 with their win over the Grizz. They're going to feel pretty good about that. Good on you, Rockets. Delhi is also another weekend winner. Crushing it in Cleveland, diving into the stands for loose balls. The Cavs announcers are also winners because they're actually kind of losers because they didn't catch Delhi. Mate, Delhi's coming flying at you. You get the fuck out of the road because you're going to get fucked up. But the best part was the weekend winners are us, the NBA. It was a wild weekend of ups and downs. The Celtics, they went wins and losses. They lose to the Pistons. It was just all over the shop. It was fun as hell. The Sixers, they go out and crush a team. They get their asses kicked. The Lakers crush a team, then get their asses kicked. It was great. It was all up and down. So let's do weekend losers on the flip side, though.
We're not losers.
No, you two are winners. Big winners. When I grow up, I want to marry a big winner like you guys.
Shut up.
Loser.
Losers. Ah, yeah, let's do it. It's the weekend losers. We had some absolute pearlers. First off, we're going to start with Kemba Walker. This poor bugger. Holy droobers. So, did you know that Kemba Walker, he goes 2 of 13 against the Lakers on, Saturday our time? Goes 2 of 13. He's now 0 of 27 lifetime against LeBron James. And that streak continued. That is absolutely wild. 0 of 27. Can you believe it? That's fucking great. it was also the largest crowd ever at Spectrum Center in Charlotte. So that was pretty cool. Nice one, mate. Nice one. So that was good. Kemba, weekend loser. Other losers, the Raptors. They lost to Portland and Denver after beating the Clippers and Warriors. Man, road trips are hard. Especially when you're playing without most of your players, as the Raptors were by the end of it. We'll talk about that in the Denver game a little bit later. The Wizards are weekend losers. I mean, this is to do with the trade, man. I mean, what the fuck are you idiots doing? Trading for a 33-year-old swing man? Oh my God, this is unreal. Austin Rivers as well. They got rid of him, so that's kind of a weekend winner for the Wiz. You got rid of fucking punchable Austin Rivers' face. That's handy. Fuck that, nerd. So good job, I guess, on Wizards. But at the same time, you picked up an old swingman instead of your young guy. So I love me some Kelly Oubre Jr. They just didn't, apparently. What are they doing? Trading like the young dude as opposed to one of the older guys who is like who are like vastly horribly overpaid. Like, let's get rid of Otto. I like to get blood to Porter before we get rid of fucking Kelly Oubre Jr. So Wizards, losers, morons. Utah, the Jazz. Ugh, man, it's a long way to fly to lose to the Magic, my dudes. Mexico City, you're like, oh, we're pretty good. We're doing all right. Nah. Classic Jazz. It's just how their season has gone this year as well. It's wild. The Celtics, an 8-game winning streak was broken by a Pistons team that was on a 6-game losing streak. That's a weekend loser right there. The Spurs, they lost to a joke of a Bulls team. So that's a weekend loser. God damn, Spurs. What are y'all doing? Same thing goes for Minnesota as well. You can't lose to Phoenix. What are you doing? I don't care that Devin Booker came back. They're still shit. Minnesota, pull your fucking fingers out. But also, weekend losers are those two teams that beat those two teams, the Suns and Chicago. What the fuck are you idiots doing? Don't win. You're tanking. You're not meant to beat the Spurs in Minnesota and no one expects you to. So what are you doing, you dickheads? Ah, jeez. Anyway, let's get stuck into the wraps from the weekend. We'll fly through all this. Atlanta lost to Boston 129-108. The Knicks beat the Hornets. That was wild. Kemba. He was born a Knick, if you listen to Knicks fans. 126-124. Brooklyn beat Washington, which is crazy because the Wizards somehow always beat Brooklyn, but not this time. Milwaukee, I hear it's Algonquin for the good land. 114, beating Cleveland 102 in the Deli Bowl 2.0, back-to-back. Giannis had a wild one in that. 14 rebounds, 8 assists to go with 44 points. That is wild, mate. Indy beat Philly. You mentioned that at the top. Awesome game. That was really fun to watch, too. Miami, they beat Memphis 197 in the Battier Bowl. OKC lost to Denver 109-98, which is pretty crazy considering the Denver have got like two starters. Toronto lost to Portland in Portland, which is crazy. Seth Curry came out of nowhere and had a good one. And Golden State beat Sacramento 130-125. Steph dropped 35 in that one. On Sunday, as mentioned, Utah lost to Orlando in Mexico City. Jingles, maybe a couple of, you know, maybe stole a day or two there in Cancun. Came back with a hangover, had a shit game. The Lakers, as mentioned, beat the Hornets 128-100, which was massive. Lonzo and LeBron both had triple-doubles in that. Celtics lost to the Pistons in Detroit basketball. Bangers versus the old team. Had a good one, did Bangers, but we'll talk about the Australian Player Watch. Houston beat the Grizz, which is pretty crazy because the Grizz just like are a speed hump for teams like Houston at the moment. But Houston had just enough to get over the Grizz 105-97. Chicago beat San Antonio 98-93. Jesus! The Clips had a pretty close one against OKC, but OKC in a back-to-back eked this one out 110-104, and they needed that desperately. Clips on a bit of a swoon. Returning back to Earth now, and OKC needed to get that one, so they did. And as mentioned, man, Minnesota lost to Phoenix, which is fucking nuts. Old man Ayton, Devo Booker, beating Minnesota. Absolutely wild. So today's games, Monday. We always do these a little bit in depth. Brooklyn smashed Atlanta 144-127. Just a bit of a throwback to the 2015 playoffs for me. Sitting in the stands, man, watching Kyle Korver. And all the, what was it, Paul Thrillsap on Atlanta at that point? Smash Brooklyn. Drews. Anyway, it was also a really early ass Sunday game. And I used to hate those. Like, you'd track out to fucking, like, Barclays. And you're like, to be honest, I just want to be sitting in a pub watching football as opposed to watching Brooklyn lose. But they won, so that's nice. Anyway, Hawks, John Collins, that's a tall cocktail, at 29-8. Trae Young was shit, 13 points on 4 of 10 shooting. 10 assists, though, pretty good. 24-12 for Dwayne Deadman. He's the dead man. Baze Gaze had 20 as well. No, not a quite a Jeremy Lin revenge game. He went 0-3 from 3, had 6 points, 1 assist, and a turnover was a minus 16. So he didn't really return to Brooklyn with all guns blazing. For the Nets, season high in points for them. D'Angelo had himself a game. 32 points, 13-19 shooting. 5 of 9 from 3. He was on one. 16 for Joe Harris, 18 for Rondé, 15s for Spencer and Damari, and even Dudley got in there with 16. Both teams mashed, man. They shot 55%. The Nets just hit more threes. They went 16 of 40. Joseph. So Atlanta dropped to 6 and 23. Brooklyn, 13 and 18, and sneaking into playoff consideration in the East, which is absolutely bloody wild, mate. Brooklyn, basically three losses out, which is nuts. They're shit. Anyway, Philly beat, who'd they beat there, Stephen A. Smith?
Cleveland,
that's right. 125-105. Dally versus Simo, the king. Dally of Maribor, a smasher of tins, wrecker of knees, diver of loose balls, sinker of threes, and passer of assists against the prince who was promised. Big Simo. Dally had himself a game, so the Cavs get shit pumped, whatever. 13-7 for Dally, 18 for mini JR Smith, Jordan Clarkson, and Chetty the Jedi. 13 for Rodney Spud Hood, and Alec Burks went 2 of 10. Joseph. The sex man, Colin Sexton, had 12 points, 2 assists. Sure, whatever. For the Sixers, though, the big news for them was that Jimmy Butler's back. He had 19 and looked good. Big Simo had his third triple-double of the year. Amazing game from Big Box Hill Benny. 22 points, 11 rebounds, 14 assists. We'll talk about all of the Australians in the Australian Player Watch a little bit later. Joel Embiid had 24 and 9. And Landry Shamwell Shamit at 16 went 4 of 5 from 3. Crushed it. Anyway, Cavs now 7 of 23. And Philly moved to 20 and 11. Fourth in the East. Two wins up on the Celtics, but they're nipping right at their heels. The New York Knickerbockers of New York City lost to Indiana 110-99. So it's Spike and Reggie Bowl. This is close all the way. And then Indy sort of just geeked out at the end and got it. It was wild. So the Knicks, they had 20-15 for Enes the Penis Kanter. He also had 0 assists and 5 turnovers. Classic Enes. 19 for Hardaway the Lesser. 18-6 for Manny Moutier, who was tearing it up of late. He had a career high as well on the weekend with 34. Kevo Knox, the rookie there for the Knicks, looked okay. 15 points, 4 rebounds, 3 of 9 from deep. Not bad. But for the Pacers, Miles fucking Turner, another man's game. I'm absolutely loving Miles Turner. Like, I've been on the Miles Turner bandwagon for a long time, and he's finally coming good, man. He's coming on. 24 points, 6 rebounds, 2 blocks. He looked awesome. He's got that sick samurai haircut. Victor Oladipo had 26 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists, and 5 steals. Unreal. 13-12 for the Souvlaki King, Domantas Sabonis, and Dougie McBuckets against his old team. Hit 3 of 5 from 3 and crushed it. So good job, Indy. They're now 20-10. Knickerbockers dropped to 9-22. The Lakers laid a fucking egg in DC the day after beating Charlotte. Washington win 128-110. Look, back to back, Lakers are just like, oh nah, not gonna do good in this one. Kuz at 20. Notorious KCP, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope at 25 points for the Lakers. Couldn't miss, mate. LeBron James couldn't fucking hit the side of a barn, though. 13 points, 5 of 16 shooting for LeBron James. Lance Make Him Dance had 12, and so did Mo Wagner. Lonzo, after a triple-double, had a bit of a shit one. Classic, 10-5-4. For the Wiz, no Otto Porter, no problems. And they're a bit undermanned because suddenly they don't have Kelly Oubre Jr. or Austin fucking Punchable Rivers. So, look. Didn't matter. John Wall went fucking spare, mate. 40 points, 14 assists, 6 rebounds, 3 steals, 2 blocks. John Wall, old fatty John Wall. Not bloody bad, mate. Brad Beal, he had 25 points and 12 rebounds, which is wild, to go 3 assists. El Jefe Green, he had 20. And Sam Decker, that's right, Sam Decker, recently acquired in the Delhi trade, had 20 points, 5 rebounds and 4 assists. Markieff Morris, left with a neck strain at the half as well. But yeah, LeBron sat out the fourth quarter of this because they were just getting shit pumped. They were getting shit pumped in the second quarter. They were down like 27. It was crazy. Wiz, undermanned, no problems. That's a wild, wild scene. Lakers are now 18-12. Flip that around, 12-18, and you got the Wiz. Nice. Sacramento went into Dallas and beat the Mavs 121-13 today. That was crazy. Luka had himself a game, 28 points, 9-15 shooting, 6 rebounds, 9 assists. The Black Falcon, Harry Barnes, 5-16 shooting for 15 points. Gross. DeAndre Jordan had himself a double-double of rebounds. He had 10 offensive rebounds and 13 defensive rebounds on only 8 points. That was great. Jalen Brunson had 12 points. Wes Matthews, 4-13 shooting for 13 points. Gross. And Dirk, that was his first game back on home floor for his 21st season. Got a standing ovation. It was wild. He played 8 minutes, had 3 points. I just love seeing the giant German. I'm the Dirk. Hello, is the Dirk Nowitzki. Good on you, Dirk. For the Kings, Diaz of Fox had himself a game. 28 points and 5 assists, 3 steals as well. Swipe it to Fox. Buddy Steph Curry healed, also had 28. Belly Belicha smashed in 4 threes for 15 and 10. 15, 7 and 5 for Bogdanovic as well. The bench only had 20 points, but it didn't matter. I mean, big Willie Cauley-Stein style. He and Diaz were just pick and rolling the Mavs to death down the stretch. The Mavs got right back in this. And then Diaz just went, nah, fuck yous, and just ran a couple of pick and rolls of big Willie Cauley-Stein style. They got like 2 lob dunks out of it. It was fucking nuts, man. DJ, Jerry Jordan, mate, what are you doing? Play some defense. So Dallas now 15 and 13, and the Sacramento Kings are ahead of them, 16 and 13, and in the 7th seed. That's fucking nuts, mate. It's because teams like the New Orleans Pelicans, who lost to the Miami Heat, are stinking up the joint. 102-96, they lose. The Pels, I don't know, man. AD at 27, 12, and 7. That's fucking huge. Julius Randle at 17 and 10, 22 and 4 for Jrue Holiday, and then nobody else, dude. Shit! It's like weird that they're missing out Nico Mirotic that much, but just how it goes, man. They only had 11 points from Etuan Moore. They could have used a little bit more from Etuan Moore. For the Heat, Josh Richardson at 22, D-Wade at 19, 17 and 12 for Wingen Hassan Whiteside. 5-8 and 5 for BAM! Adebayo and Hoser Olynyk, eh? Oh, yeah, my name's Hoser Kelly Olynyk. I've got an 8-6 for you today. That's really cool, eh? Thanks, Hoser. So New Orleans, they dropped to 15 and 16 and won 2 games out of 6 against the Heat, the Knicks, and the Wizards. 3 East teams with a combined record of 33 to 56 before. Jesus, Pelicans, what are you doing, mates? Miami, 13 and 16. Just, oof. Gross. But anyway, final game, Toronto versus Denver. Absolutely nutso game, this one. No team had any fucking players, basically. Toronto lose 86 to 95. It was the top of the East versus top of the West. And look, the Nuggets were getting their asses handed to them in the third quarter, 70 to 57. And then they whip out a 23 to 2 run, do the Nuggets. And the Nuggets just couldn't fucking score at all, which was nuts. Across like, they went like 4 scoreless minutes, 4-5 scoreless minutes into the fourth quarter. And it was just game over, man. Game over. So for the Raptors, yeah, they had no Big Buddha Carr, Larry, no Pascal Siakam, no Jonas Valanciunas, no Freddie Van Vliet or the Fightin' Van Vliets. They did have Kawhi here, 29 points, 14 rebounds. Serge Ibaka, 14 and 7. Dellen Wright had 15, 8, and 4, and they were the only 3 in double figures for the Raps. Yeah, tough one. Look, I get that they're deep, but, like, that's just taking the piss, isn't it? 2 of 10 for the OG, Ananobi. CJ Miles stunk up the joint, going 2 of 12 as well. Nothing going right for them. For the Nugs, no Gary Harris, no Thrill Sap, no Will the Thrill, no Isaiah Thomas, and they still won. It's fucking nuts, man. 26 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists for the Joker, 19, 5, and 4 for Jam and Jamal Murray, who scored 15 points in the fourth quarter. Just took over, mate. 12 points for Monty Morris, I'm loving him. Torrey Craig had 13, the old NBL Defensive Player of the Year, crushing it, mate. Good job, Nugs. They go to 20 and 9, which is actually tied with Toronto in the loss column. They're 23 and 9. So, good stuff. All right, so let's get through to the NBA Australia Approved Performance of the weekend. Oh, I reckon there might be a bloody couple of them.
That's a knife.
Oh, that was a knife. Oh, what? James Harden, 32 points, 12 rebounds, 10 assists. LeBron, 24, 12, and 11. Lonzo, 16, 10, and 10. Rusty, with a couple of close, almost triple doubles. Big Simo with his 22, 14, and 11. Unbelievable. What a weekend. You've got like 4 triple doubles. Well, you know, since we last recorded, we got 4 triple doubles. You've got Joker dropping a 24, 15, and 9 in a win over the OKC Thunder. Rusty goes 13, 9, and 12, and then 13, 14, and 8 in a loss and then a win. Giannis, as mentioned though, 44 points, 14 rebounds, 8 assists. Manny Moutier, career high, 34 points with 8 assists. D'Angelo Russell has 32 points, 6 rebounds, 7 assists, 2 steals with 0 turnovers. On 13 of 19 shooting, 5 of 9 from 3 in 29 minutes. That's unfucking believable. And John Wall today, 40 points, 14 assists, 6 rebounds, 3 steals and 2 blocks, shooting 59% against LA. Look, you're all improved performances tonight. What an awesome weekend of basketball it was. So I'm just going to leave that there. What about old mate, no mates?
Old mate, no mates.
Who's got no mates today? Oh, I reckon it might be the front office of the Kings and that spud Brandon Williams, because Dave Yeager's now out there just dropping fucking bombs left, right, and center. So with the Kings taking on Luka Doncic and his Dallas Mavericks today, obviously you may remember the Sacramento Kings picked number 2 in last year's draft. Well, this year's draft, but you know, last season's. And the Mavs traded up to, well, they traded with Atlanta for number 3. Hawks took Luka 3 for the Mavs. And Sacramento is seemingly going, oh, so we've got Marvin Bagley and you've got Luka Doncic. And Dave Yeager said today, perhaps there was an idea that there was a ceiling on him. I don't see it, unfortunately for us, but he's great for them and he's great for our league. Oh, Jesus. Do you reckon that's a fucking shot at Brandon Williams, the old, what is he, the assistant GM there in Sacramento? Dave Yeager fucking hates his guts, which is hilarious. And also, I reckon it's a shot across the bow, the Serbian contingent of the Kings, which would be Vlade and Paya, who, look, being the Euro dudes that they are, they should be out there fucking scouting. They should be all over the top of Luka Doncic. They weren't, and they didn't want to be, and there was at no point was there any buzz about Sacramento taking Luka. And just imagine how good the fucking Sacramento Kings right now, who was 16-13, would be with Luka out there, like next to De'Aaron Fox. It would be fucking amazing. But no, Kings are gonna Kings. And yeah, Dave Yeager, old mate, no mates when it comes to the old Kings front office, I reckon. Classic stuff from Dave. All right, what about Spud of the weekend, though?
Spud of the weekend.
Look, so just as you had so many approved performances of the weekend, we've got a bunch of shit ones as well. 2 of 11 for Colin the Sex Man Sexton against Milwaukee. 2 of 11 for Trae Young. Tyreek Evans, he went 2 of 11 as well against Philly. Justice Winslow went 1 of 8 against Memphis. Dennis Schröder, I am German Rondo, went 3 of 13 versus Denver and then backed it up by going 4 of 14. Jesus. Justin Holiday went 1 of 12 in the win over San Antonio. 1 of 10 from 3. Jingling Joe Ingles, 2 of 11 versus Orlando. Ricky Tiki Tata, Ricky Rubio, 3 of 14 in the same game. Kemba Walker, as mentioned, 2 of 13 against the Lakers. Just was a shit show. But look, this is actually going to go to the Sixers contingent of Wilson Chandler, Moose Muscala, and Furkan Korkmaz against Indy. Wilson Chandler went 0 of 4 in 30 minutes. Moose Muscala went 1 of 8 in 17 minutes. And Furkan went 2 of 10 in 29 minutes, combining to go 3 of 22 in a loss. That is fucking brutal. They sputtered it up right there. What about the pantsing of the weekend? Well, this is going to go to John Wall's block on Lonzo Ball, where he pretty clearly fouled him, but also snapped the poor fucker in half. That was a pantsing and a half. That's where, like, Lonzo, John Wall's got Brad Beal basically to stand behind him, dack him, and then drop short, and then they pushed him over, and he, like, peed everywhere. Poor Lonzo, mate. John Wall just had his number. He bodied him in the air. That was a panting and a half. Sure, it was a foul, but still. What about better than Lonzo Ball? Speaking of Lonzo, let's do it.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. We're coming for everybody.
Oh, we're coming for everybody. Oh, he finally drops a triple-double this year to Lonzo. 16-10-10. And then backs it up with a 10-5-4 spud outing. So better than Trae Young / Lonzo Ball. What about Trae? How did old mate Trae go? Oh, shit weekend, Trae. 9 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists versus the Celtics. 2 of 11. And then 13-10 versus Brooklyn by shooting 4 of 10. So not great. So better than Lonzo Ball / Trae Young is pretty easy. Just Diaz of Fox by himself. 25 points, 9 assists, 6 rebounds, 2 steals versus Golden State. and then 28-5 versus the Mavs today. Fucking hell. And why not Luka Doncic as well? 29-6-7. Wait, 29-6-9. Beautiful. Even John Collins, 29-8. Crushed it. You're all better than Trae Young / Lonzo Ball. And then finally, it's Monday. Let's do it. Dickhead of the weekend.
Dickhead of the week.
And Ernie Grunfeld. How do you fuck up this trade so bad that Memphis are just like, who the fuck do they think they are? These idiots, what the fuck? So Ernie Grunfeld has clearly just gone, Mom, I'm going to try to get Trevor Ariza. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to confuse everybody by just saying Brooks over and over and over again. That'll be funny as shit, mate. So Ernie Grunfeld, dickhead of the weekend, but he eventually got the man that he wanted for trading away two young players. Yeah, anytime you get a 33-year-old swing man on a one-year $15 million deal that you can trade away two young dudes in Austin Rivers and Kelly Oubre Jr., Ernie, mate, you just got to do it. You just got to do it. You know, and not get any picks back. So, dickhead of the weekend, easily, Ernie Grunfeld. All right, we'll be back in a second with Yenna right after this.
This is David Anderson. You're listening to NBA Australia.
Right, it's Yenna. We take a bunch of NBA storylines, decide whether they're more yeah or more. Nah, number one, would you take De'Aaron Fox over Luka Doncic? Oh, this one popped off on Twitter. Yeah, nah. Look, I love De'Aaron Fox, but Luka, holy shit, mate, he's 19. I know that De'Aaron Fox is fucking good, but Jesus. Luka could be an MVP. De'Aaron Fox could be very, 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 very good. I don't know, man, but still. Speaking of which, number two, should the Kings have taken Luka Doncic instead of Mavi Bagues? Oh, yeah, nah. Fucking oath! Mavi Bagues, Jesus. Oh, we need a big man. Oh, maybe just get a really fucking good player, you dipshits. Ugh, Kings are gonna Kings. Number three, is Joel Embiid the best player in the East? This popped off as well. Nah, come on, it's still Giannis or Kawhi. But Joel Embiid, 800 points and 400 rebounds in the first 30 games of a season. 800 and 400 is fucking huge because there's only three other dudes who ever did it. Shaq in 99-2000. Moses Malone in 80-81 and then again in 81-82. And Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in 76-77. Yeah, it's pretty good company, bro. Yeah, not bad. Nice one. Next one are the Wizards. Fucking idiots for trading Kelly Oubre for Trevor Ariza. I mean, I get that Oubre is shooting shit from three this year, but Trevor Ariza is about 80 years older than him. And, so this is the idea. Everyone's like, oh, but man, Trevor Ariza's like really good mates with John Wall. So he's like, it's going to be really good to have like a 15-year vet in the locker room, man. And like, he's just going to settle them all down and it'll be like really good. It's going to heal the locker room, bro. What the fuck does that have to do with shit? Trading Kelly Oubre and Austin Rivers, two young guys, for a fucking old ass guy. Are you fucking nuts? That's insane. He's a bit longer, can shoot threes better. But like, where the fuck do you think the Wizards are going this year? Absolutely fucking nowhere. They're 12-18. Like, do you think Trevor Ariza is going to move the needle or do you keep Kelly Oubre? Yeah, you got to pay him next year, but hey, man. Let the market set the price for him and see how you go. But no, you trade and you get Trevor Ariza instead of Kelly Oubre and like a young guy who might, you know, grow and get better and replace Otto Porter as soon as you get rid of Otto Porter. What the fuck are you doing? Trade Otto Porter, you morons. Anyway, next up on the other side of that, are the Suns idiots? Yeah, they are in general, but dude, they got Kelly Oubre Jr. and Austin, I'm going to get traded again, pronto Rivers for fucking Trevor Ariza, which is amazing work. Like, they didn't get a pick back, but they did get a young dude who they might be then, if they don't think Kelly Oubre Jr., like, you know, is going to stick around. And they've already got Michael Bridges, they've got Josh Jackson, they've already got they've got TJ Warren, they've got a young bunch of wings already, but maybe they can try him out, they can flip him again, see how you go. I love that they traded just like, you know, a shitty old person contract who just hated being there for potentially much better shit. So the Suns, You smashed it. Good job. And finally, did the Grizzlies fight out the idea of this trade and then bounce on the deal once they got pushback about the Dylan Brooks thing? Like, was Chris Wallace basically covering his ass? I saw that posted as well. Nah, I think it was Washington trying to pull a fast one and got busted. Yeah, that's how it goes. All right, what about the unpopular opinion of the day? What do you reckon? Look at me.
Look at me, please.
Paul George is not an MVP candidate. Can we stop saying shit like that? Oh, mate, he's an MVP candidate. Oh, really? So if you stop the season right now, you go, oh, who's the MVP? Everyone be like, oh, yeah, nah, not Paul George. Like, what the fuck are you doing? I hate this entire thing about, oh, he's in the conversation. No, you're not in the conversation. You're in the, wow, he's playing pretty fucking well conversation. You're not in the MVP conversation, right? Does anyone go around and go, oh, you know, he's probably the most valuable player on their, you know, in the NBA right now? Oh, Paul George. Whoever would say that should get a fucking slap. There's like legit three people in the MVP conversation, right? You have LeBron, you have Giannis, you've got probably Kawhi, and if Steph had been healthy, maybe Steph. That's fucking it. You basically have to be one of the best dudes on one of the best teams and putting out fucking numbers where everyone goes, holy shit, that's pretty fucking good. Paul George, no, he's the next step down. It doesn't mean he's in the conversation. You say the conversation is these three best players and then everybody else is playing pretty fucking good. They're not an MVP. Stop being so fucking lazy, you assholes. If he went on a massive tear for another month, then he might bump up into that top 3-4. But before then, shut the fuck up. All right, finally, step on in to Outback Takehouse. It's Monday at Outback, and we've got some Outback chicken. That means, I don't know, Alice Springs chicken, where we've run over an emu, Davo's brought it in, and we've grilled it up. It goes great with a flame grilled take. And today's flame grilled take is the Wizards screwed Memphis out of the Ariza deal, not because of incompetence, but because of... Oh, wait, no. It was 100% because of incompetence. Because the Wizards are the most incompetent NBA franchise and they suck. And I wouldn't put it past John Wall, who did it because he was like, fuck it, I just want a razor and I want to get rid of Austin Rivers because I hate that fucking little prick. Right there. Only at Outback. Huh, so there you go. Maybe the Wizards and John Wall were trying the hardest to fuck Memphis out of the deal. I don't know, weird. Whatever. it's still so fucking strange. Can't make heads or tails of it. Love it. All right, let's get back to the Australian Player Watch right after, let's say, this one.
Oi, oi, oi. It's old mate Dally over here. That's right, Matty Dellavedova. And you're listening to NBA Straya.
All right, we're back. It's Australian Player Watch. Let's do it. Big Simo, Ben Simmons. Friday against Indy, had an 18-9-4, smashed it. Then today against Cleveland, 22-11-14 with zero turnovers. Absolute fucking superstar move. Youngest in NBA history to ever have triple doubles with zero turnovers. A 20-plus point, 10-plus rebound, 10-plus assist game with zero turnovers. He's the youngest in NBA history. Unbelievable. He's actually also the first person to do, two triple-doubles with zero turnovers ever. Unreal. Good job, Big Simo. Jonah Bolden, son of Bruce, back up with the ones in the city of brotherly love. Didn't play against Indy, but got 3 minutes. Went 1-of-1 from the field for 2 points and three rebounds against Cleveland. Meaning his per 36 numbers for that game were 24 points and 36 rebounds. Amazing output, mate. Joe Ingles, the jingler, went to Mexico City and had a shocker against Orlando. 2-of-11 from the field, 8 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals, only 2-of-6 from three. A forgettable Mexican outing for jingler. Maybe too much of the tequila there. Dante Exum, Kangaroo Kobe, 16 minutes he played, 1-of-3 from the field, 1 assist, 2 rebounds, and only 2 points. Rough one. King Dally of Maryborough, first of his name, smasher of tins, Friday against his old muckers in Milwaukee. 10 points, 5 assists, 3 rebounds, 1 steal. 2 of 5 from 3, 4 of 8 from the field, crushed it. Somehow had 5,027 minutes, which just sounds like, to me, anti-Australian bias. Pull your head in, ref. Dally didn't foul anybody. And on Monday against Big Simo in Philly, 13 points, a season high, 7 assists, 2 rebounds, 1 steal. 5 of 9 from the field, 3 of 4 from 3. So since he landed back in Cleveland, the Cavs are 2-3. And he's averaging 12.3 points, 4.75 assists, shooting 53% from 3. Meanwhile, George Spud Hill is up there in Milwaukee, averaging 2.7 points and 1.3 assists on 30% shooting from the field, and he's 0 of 6 from 3. Milwaukee might want to take that one back. Speaking of Milwaukee, Kung Fu, thon, 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 thon song. Friday, Cleveland, up against his old mate Dally, 3 points, 1-1. That was from 3 as well, 4 rebounds in 10 minutes. Patty Thrills Mills had a rough one against Chicago on Sunday. 1-4 from the field, all of which came from 3. Had 4 assists though, 3 rebounds to go with 3 turnovers and 3 points. A lot of 3s. Aaron Bangers Baines had a back-to-back on the weekend. First up against Atlanta. Had 5 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 0-1 from 3. And then against the Pistons, his old team. 18 minutes, 10 points, 4 rebounds, 4 of 6 from the field. Unreal. Bangers is also 1 of 2 from 3 since his injury. So the Bangers, hashtag Bangers 3-point watch, is now up to 13 of 38. Bangers knocking him in. And finally, Ryan Rowdy Brockoff, Dallas, hosted Sacramento on Monday. And Rowdy got it there for 7 minutes and 1 of 2 from the field for 2 points and 3 rebounds. Unreal on your Rowdy. The G League guys, Mitchie Creek got out there for 10 points, 1 rebound in a loss to Maine in only 15 minutes. Denga Dell, in a loss to Grand Rapids, went 1 of 9 from the field, 5 points, 7 assists, 5 rebounds. And Isaac Humphries, in only 13 minutes, he had 4.6 rebounds and a loss to Santa Cruz. And then 0.6 rebounds and a loss to ACC. So, on you, Isaac. Good one, mate. Anyway, what else do we do on a Monday? Oh, it's one of my favorite drops ever. It is time for the Andrew Gazy Gaze Grey Mamba Award for Outstanding Achievement in the Field of Excellence. It's the first annual Andrew Gaze Grey Mamba Award for Outstanding Achievement in the Field of Excellence. Yeah, give it up. All right, it is the Andrew Gazy Gaze Grey Mamba Award for Outstanding Achievement in the Field of Excellence, and holy shit. This one is going to go to our Greek friend, Giannis Antetokounmpo. He is absolutely bloody smashing it, mate. So he drops a dirty 44 points and is just looking absolutely fucking amazing. 44 points, 14 rebounds, 8 assists and 2 blocks. It's the second 40-10-8-2 game in Bucks history. Kareem had one in 1975, and that is absolutely the extent of the list. And Giannis, I'll tell you what, is on a fucking tear, mate. He is currently averaging 26.6 points a game, 13.2 rebounds, and 6.1 assists. Unreal. And if that isn't the Andrew Gazy Gaze Grey Mamba Award for Outstanding Achievement in the Field of Excellence, I don't know what is, because he is absolutely smashing it at the moment. So, I mean, come on, he had like a rough one against Indy the other day where he only had 12 points, but he is absolutely fucking crushing it. That 44 outing was unbelievable. Going fucking bananas on you, Giannis. You are the Andrew Gazy Gaze Grey Mamba Award for Outstanding Achievement and Field of Excellence winner for this week. All right, we'll be back in a second with the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Twitter check-in and some game previews. Oh, nice. Right after this.
G'day, this is PDX Pete. When I'm not sipping on IPAs or throwing down voodoo donuts, I'm tuning in to NBA Straya. Fuck yeah.
This is Andrew Bogut, and you are listening to NBA Straya. All right, it is time for the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Twitter check-in / inspiration board and Twitty. Oh, Jesus. Patty went on a tweet storm after the Indigenous round. Well, it's not the Indigenous round in the NBL, which is the problem. The Illawarra Hawks, however, have an Indigenous round-ish jersey, and it looks amazing. So that's great. NBL needed an Indigenous round to acknowledge the contribution of Indigenous Australians to the game. And Patty tweeted out a whole bunch of stuff, including a video of him saying, "Huge respect for the Illawarra Hawks on their historic night. It's about acknowledging and celebrating Indigenous Australia through our spectacular sport of basketball. It's an amazing video. Go and watch it. It's unreal. He then also tweeted out, as a sport in Australia, it's time to provide recognition and have a significant role in the process to educate, because it's Australian history and we have the power to make a positive impact on communities and generations to come. It's basketball's turn. Let's do the damn thing. Let's get this Indigenous round happening. It's a fucking outrage that there isn't one. And good on you Illawarra Hawks for actually getting out there and just having, like, just doing it. Patty also said, it's a little embarrassing for the league, but unreal by an Illawarra Hawks, because the Hawks went out so far and made Nate Jawai, old Outback Shaq himself, his own jersey. But he's on a different team. Like, that is absolutely wild. So, on your Illawarra Hawks, on your Patty, and way to keep voicing the voice of Indigenous Australia, Patty. Absolutely fucking legendary. Love it. All right, let's get through to today's
game previews. Game previews.
And picks. We've got 8 games tomorrow, Tuesday. So let's do the damn thing. Let's do some live picking as well. We'll check out the odds on all the games and make our picks. So Milwaukee, I hear it's Algonquin for the good land. They go to Detroit basketball. And Giannis and co are 3.5-point favorites on the road in Detroit. And I think they'll win that. Pistons, look, bit of a swoon of late. Bucks are unreal. Give me the Bucks -3.5. Suns go into New York Knicks. Oh, geez. What a couple of shit show teams this is. The Suns, 1.5-point underdogs on the road. So the Knicks are actually favored. It's going to happen, like, what, 3 times this year? And you know what? I think I'll take the Knicks. They're pretty good. Randomly. They stay close to teams sometimes. So, and I think they're good enough to beat the Suns. But it would be nice to see the Suns, like, actually show something. So, Devo, actually, nah, fuck it. I'm going to take the Suns +1.5 because Devin Booker might go for 70, especially against this horrible Knicks team. The Timberwolves host the Sacramento Kings, and the Wolves are 7.5-point favorites, which I find absolutely nuts, but it's because the Kings are on a back-to-back. So, look, 7.5, Sacramento, I might take that. It's just too many points. Even though they are on a back-to-back, they were at home. Oh, no, they're in Dallas. Nah, oh, fuck it. I'll take the Minnesota Wolves -7.5. Sacramento leaving Dallas, flying up to Minnesota. Back to back. Yep, give me the Wolves at home. The Bulls go to OKC. 13-point favorites are the Thunder. I will take that because this will be an absolute shit pumping because it's going to be a revenge game for that crazy game that OKC lost last weekend to Chicago, breaking their win streak. So OKC will fucking pull out the big guns and go hammer and tongs. Campaign and Rusty, they can have all the fucking handshakes they want, but OKC are going to kill them. Give me OKC. The Jazz go into Houston. This should be interesting. We had this last week as well. It's a playoff rematch, and the Jazz beat the shit out of the Rockets, but the Rockets have got their mojo back. -5. The Jazz just look weird. I'll take the Rockets. -5. Spurs host the Sixers. Oh, we got Patty Thrills versus Big Simo and Jonah Bolden. That's going to be amazing. Sixers are 1-point underdogs in San Antonio. And you know what? I think I might take the Sixers. I mean, the Spurs are just so up and down, man. They just lost to fucking Chicago and they're 1-point favorite over at home against the Sixers. Yeah, give me the Sixers +1. And then finally, Memphis at Warriors. 11.5-point favorites of the Warriors. I will take Memphis, thank you very much, +11.5, just because Memphis are hard to kick the shit out of. They just slow everything down. They're going to beat you up. And the Warriors, for as good as they might be, I don't know, man. I can't say it. And there's no odds, randomly enough, for the Portland at Clippers game. Not sure why that is, but I will take the Portland Trailblazers and Clippers because Portland are playing well, the kind of ish. They beat the Raptors, beaten up Raptors, but still. And the Clippers are playing like shit, so give me Portland. And you know what? Awesome. That's it for today. We're going to wrap it all up for you tomorrow again. Those are some really fun games, actually. That Philly-San Antonio one should be really interesting. So tune in tomorrow for all of that. Make sure you're following NBA Australia on Twitter, Facey, Insta, all across the socials. Give us a rating and review, would you, on your podcast app. If it's iTunes or Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, whatever, rate and review us, would you? Come on, mate, help us out. Huge thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro music. Go check out their new band, though, House Hats. They're awesome. Go vote for I've Been Broken by House Hats in the Triple J Hottest 100. It's a rip snorter of a tune. You hear it every day on Yeah Nah, so get it behind it. Get around it. Also, big thanks to Fascinator, Ramshackle Army, Iowa, Sex Jedi, Green, 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 and Dozers for all the tunes you heard throughout the show. Give them a smash on Bandcamp and Facing, all that sort of stuff. And remember, NBA Australia supports Australian bands. And that's it, man. Stick around for a brand new Deli review where Deli reviews apparently moving, which is awesome. And we will catch you tomorrow, you dickheads. This is NBA Australia saying, later, horses! Oi, 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 how the fuck are you? It's your old mate Deli over here, just swinging by. But look, I've got some bad news for you. Like, I don't even have a review for you this week, mate. Like, I've just been too bloody busy moving shit from my house in Milwaukee down to my new joint in Cleveland, eh? And it's just like, oh, it's fucking full on, man. Like, the telly isn't even set up, mate. And so I've not watched shit, you know? And like, the missus is going fucking spare at me. Like, in person, when I was, like, back there in, like, Milwaukee, like, playing against Thon and those cunts, like, and the missus is, like, yelling at me, and then she's calling me up when I'm on the road, and she's like, Deli, mate, what the fuck's going on, man? Like, why haven't you set up the telly yet, or, like, the cable, or the internet, or anything? What are you doing? I'm like, oh, fucking hell, mate. Like, I've been playing. Well, I don't have time. I've been on the road heaps, so, like, since I got traded. And she's like, I don't fucking care, mate, get it sorted. So I'm like, oh, I better hire an assistant, Ollie. I'll see if Thon can get it sorted. But nah, I'm just joking. I might hire someone. But anyway, well, I've only just got a bloody house, mate. So let alone me having time to set it up and shit, you know. So, like, she's been on my case, like, nonstop. And you know what? I reckon it's really fucking helping me out on the court. Like, I'll tell ya, I've been fucking tearing it up, mate. Like, at least this, like, coach, you know, old mate Drew, he's awesome. He fucking trusts me and he knows what I can do and shit. Like, I'm out there fucking dropping bombs and shit. As opposed to fucking coach Spuds up there in fucking Milwaukee, mate. I reckon that guy wouldn't know his ass from his elbow, right? So anyway, it's been really great being back in Cleveland and, like, getting all the love and shit from all the Cavs fans and, like, you know, it just feels right. Like, I'm back here at the queue, diving into the fucking stands and shit, smashing tins and all the usual pubs and shit. It's just fucking gross, man. So, yeah, but, oh, just the move's been a bit hectic, bruh. So, sorry about that, man. No bloody review for you. Like, I don't even have a movie or anything on my fucking iPad or any shit. So, because we don't even have fucking internet, you know. So, I reckon I might keep the missus on edge a little bit longer just to keep me fucking, like, playing better. Because I'm fucking torching it right now, mate. So, but I reckon what I'll try to do is, like, use the internet down at work to get, like, a movie or a telly show to review for next week. So how's that sound? Yeah? Like, movies fucked and shit, and that easily only gets, like, 11 out of 10 Deli ones. And that's only because I'm moving back to Cleveland, eh? Yo, fucking oh. So, yeah, next week I reckon I'll have an actual proper review for you. All right? So, yeah. There you go. That's it for me for this week. It's great to be back in Cleveland, mate. And just watch out in the stands for a flying fucking Deli. Oh, legendary Deli. Yeah, on you, mate. All right, later, cunts. Deli out.